Might have been a good follow-up maybe before we heard that.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, on your end.
Road notes.
You could have actually gotten those records too.
Yeah.
That's okay,
thank you.
What do I do, you know?
You're all set.
All set?
We'll send the letter next week.
Yeah.
$24,399.
Morning.
Your name?
Tech George Stamatine, S-T-A-M-A-T-I-E-N.
Thank you. A brief statement of your case, Detective?
Our chief found the appellate not suitable based on two domestic incidents about 10 to 12 years ago where there was violent behavior exhibited.
Would you like to make a brief statement of your case? You don't need to. You can wait to present your case.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Okay, that's fine. Detective?
Okay.
So I just have a question on those two quiet cases.
Yes, sir.
That you're going to, are those convictions?
They are not. Well, I'm not referring to the conviction or the arrest, which I think you're leading to.
Yep.
Is the there were two protective orders issued in those cases.
Because I think we ended up supplied with prosecutor's reports. Those are erased records.
Okay.
So you have to sort of, cognizant of what you're going to supply.
Sure, fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. Yes, I found the, my investigation, I found the appellate has, he's been a long-time resident in the town of Stonington. He's raised three kids, sometimes a single father. He's has a successful business. His criminal record does show a misdemeanor from 1988. It was, I think, a possession or a providing alcohol to minors at the time. So, other than that, nothing else on his record. I spoke to references, reached out to others. All in all, a positive person in the community. I signed off on it and submitted his application to the chief. I felt he was suitable. The chief cited two incidents, again, where there was happened to be police response from our department back in 2013 and 2015 to his home. I believe at the time he was going through a divorce, and a protective order was issued at the time listing him as the respondent.
Are there any questions you'd like to ask the detective?
No.
Questions from the board?
So just a clarification, your recommendation to the chief was to grant, but the chief elected to cite these other two incidents?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Other questions?
And there were two detectives that wrote letters, said it was suitable to issue the permit?
There was, yes. My supervisor, first I submitted to him for his obviously to review. He signed off on it, and then from there we submitted to the chief. The chief returned it to us without a signature.
Thank you.
Your case, sir? It's your turn.
What do I...
What do you want to say? How do we determine if you're a suitable person to have a permit? That's kind of what you have to say.
Other than what the detective sort of said good things about you.
I don't know, I just think that I'm a responsible person. Like you said, I raised three kids. The time of the incidences were, it was when I was going through a divorce, and it was a very difficult one. And it actually didn't come to it. The two restraining orders that were issued, there was like six of them that were issued, and not one of them went through. But what ended all that was a judge during my divorce saying, if you make accusations like this one more time, you're going to jail if they're not real. And that's how it stopped. But it was a very difficult situation that I had to go through. through. And then in turn, so that was in 2013, we had joint custody of my kids. In 2015, I had acquired my kids as being primary caregiver. And that's kind of when everything came to a end as far as being difficult.
How old are the kids now?
My daughter's turned 18. My son just turned 21 this year. And another son's 23.
Questions for the appellant? Do you have questions for the appellant?
I don't.
Does the board have questions?
Just any, how is the relationship with your children's mother? Is there contact anymore since they're older? Or
At the time when they came with me, my sons were older by that point.
I mean now.
Oh, now?
I was thinking, yeah.
Oh, they're fine. It was determined during the full thing of family services and everything like that that she had some anger issues and she had compulsive disorder.
But no issues since in the last 10 years then?
Oh, with my wife?
Yep.
Ex-wife?
Ex-wife, no.
Okay. No issues.
I guess we're at a little disadvantage. We don't have a whole lot of information, but did you ever strike her?
No.
Choke her?
No.
Physically assault her in any way?
No.
Anybody want to make closing statements?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
You're doing.
No, I think I'm okay right now.
All right. So this is a denial by Stonington Police Department. Denials for suitability. The basis of the denial was the chief's concern regarding two protective orders that occurred in 2013 and 2015. Detective that investigated the initial pistol permit actually recommended the town to issue, and that was signed off by his supervisor. It was kicked back by the chief. The appellant has like one conviction that he did disclose for like alcohol by a minor in 1988. Other than that, he has no arrest record. He's raised three children. He's been a resident of Stonington for quite some time with no issues.
Any comments from the board?
I'll go ahead just for the issue authority. This happens occasionally where the investigator and the chief have a different opinion, but it's always helpful to have the chief or whoever ultimately made the decision to deny to be here to explain it, because it's very difficult for you to explain it.
Good luck telling
because
that.
You disagree.
I understand.
And we understand also your position.
No, yeah, I know. Yeah. I just certainly tell him it's better that he's here if he wants to discuss it, but. Whatever.
Just your vote.
Appellant.
Phil Lewis.
Appellant.
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 Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
Appellant.
Thank you.
There's a new movie out called The Roses. Don't see it.
I've seen that one.